CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're started. We're on the poddy, the puddles, featuring our weather boy, our weather kid, our cruiser fillerinera. Hello, Stanton. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, chilling out on the on-demand, the on-demand episode. Yeah, the podcast.
So this is going to go on our website.
Okay.
So all your friends can listen back.
Yeah.
Do you have a special message for them? They can only get on the website.
I have one for my dad. Why do you keep, why don't you let me on Instagram and Facebook on your phone, but I have that on my phone?
Doesn't make any sense, Dad.
Inconsistent rules. So you can go on Instagram
and Facebook.
And Facebook on your phone.
Yeah.
But you can't, log in to yours on his?
He won't let me on it. He won't let me on his phone.
Oh.
Political.
Yeah, wow. I didn't think it was going to get that intense so quickly. Dad, for it now.
Do you have anyone?
Why can't you let Stanton on your phone? Now, if it was the whole he won't let you log into your account on his phone, that would also not be okay with me, because then I have to log you out and then log back in, and it's just a little bit of a hassle. So I'm thinking that might be the reason. But if it's something else,
who knows? Sorry about Ari. Defending him. I'm on Team Stanton, unlike
Ari. Now, you also brought your pug in. Your pug's named Halo.
Yeah.
Gosh, pugs are cute.
Mm. But they're very naughty.
They're very naughty. Yeah. But don't they make the cutest sounds?
He barked at me that time.
But they're just so cute. I just want to let everyone know that Halo and I are now friends on Facebook. Halo has a Facebook page.
There goes my headphones.
Oh, Adam.
Don't need them.
What a day today.
It's been quite a day. What did we do on the show?
I don't remember.
We had Stanton. Ari turned up 2 minutes before the show.
I'm not going to hide it. I was late today for work.
It's because her boyfriend was trying to kiss her.
No!
That's why.
No, you know what it was? It's Santiago's fault. She started crying at me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, oh, she's just having a nightmare. And then she was next to the bed, and I was like, she needs to go wee, which usually she doesn't need to go out in the middle of the night or morning. Took her out, and then you know how Santi is, Adam. She picks up her toy, and she goes and wees, and then she sees another toy, and then she's trying to pick up two toys, and then she must have seen something near the gate, and she was walking over to the gate with these two toys, nice and proud, like it was 7 o'clock in the morning, not 3.
Yeah.
And then she was running, doing zoomies, and I was like, honestly.
That's what we call when he runs around really fast.
When Halo does it. Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about then. You can't calm down a dog after zoomies.
He's pretty exhausted after.
Yeah, exactly. That calms him down, ties him out.
Anyway, so that was at 3 o'clock. I should have just stayed up because I was wide awake after that.
And then,
are you sure that happened?
Yeah, I'm sure that happened. No, it definitely happened. Because then I went back to bed and I was like, I'm going to change my alarm.
Yeah, and then your boyfriend was trying to kiss you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Shocking.
You know, shocking. Gross.
Stop it, Adam. Ooh, yeah.
Festy.
Yeah.
That's festy.
Cooties.
God, absolutely filthy. Anyway, here's the show.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Ari.
Good morning, Adam. Good morning, all.
Look at your little face. Oh,
yeah,
Snoopy.
I'm a little bit tired.
So when did you wake up?
5. As soon as I texted you, what time was that? 5:30. Hang on.
Look at your little
5:35.
Face.
5:35. The first thing I did was text you going,
so what happened?
I'm a little bit on the late side.
You're just burning out or?
No, Sandy decided that she needed a wee at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I don't even know what happened. I just must have, should have just got up at 3, to be honest.
Mm.
I just, woke too far up then and then fell back into too much of a deep sleep or something.
Do you not use an alarm system?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when I saw that it was 3 o'clock, I thought in my head, oh, 3 to 4 is not long enough, so I'll just set it for 4:45, but may have not done that correctly.
Bless her. Well, we'll play Tonic if you could only see. Why don't you go get yourself a nice little coffee?
Oh, I got you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, how are we going?
How are you going?
I'm good. Why?
Okay. Well, I just like drop my headphones and just drop me a little vitamin C booster that's kind of like a Barocca. Thank God I didn't drop my coffee.
Yeah.
It's a good day. It is a good day to have a great day. You know what I'm saying?
So you got your coffee, you're set, you're ready to go.
Yeah, I think so.
Now,
you ready?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Of course, mate. You know me, always ready.
I'm waiting for you, so I'm just checking.
Sorry?
I'm just kidding.
You poor thing. She's not awake. I'm sorry about my co-host. Now, you know this awful, awful stereotype of Jamaica where it's like, oh, the ganja man and all that stuff?
Yeah, I do know that.
Hate that stereotype. Well, check this government ad out that's just been released. Good ganja sense. Learn more your ganja, just be smart with it. Good ganja sense. Good ganja sense. We have many uses for the cannabis. Ganja full of uses, make sure you learn it. Ganja sal eye drops, it make fi eyes. Ganja can boost lives. Good ganja sense, good ganja sense. It's real, it's a government ad in Jamaica to promote marijuana, yeah. It's on bus, they put it on bus ads and everything.
Wow.
Claiming it can boost lives and all this. So I think they're just going with, they've given up
they're
now.
Let's just
go with it.
Let's own it. Well, I mean, Aussies, isn't Australia the drunkest?
Yeah, that was a recent survey too.
Country as well, so I mean, we got to own that too.
We can't really talk. You might want to talk into the mic. We're on the radio, that's all.
Sorry, oh my God, so needy today, Adam.
I just need, you know, the conversation we're having to go out on air, that's all.
I'm asleep. Can you just give me like 2 songs to wake up, please?
Okay. Getting nasty, Ari. Is that why you're up so late? Is that why you couldn't sleep? No,
I went to bed quite early, actually.
All wholesome? Above board?
Above board,
that's good. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Thank you.
How's your car? Your car wasn't working yesterday.
Oh, my God, Adam. What a S show. Honestly, so, you know, get the call from my partner. Mm. The car's making a weird sound. And I'm like, okay, aren't you a car dude? Like, fix it.
Pull her apart. Just look at a YouTube tutorial. Done.
Have a geese, you know. Give it a good look. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what do you want me, someone that knows nothing about cars, to do about it?
Hmm.
Anyway, so it was making a shocking metal scraping, rubbing sound.
Mm-hmm.
That was the description from a car dude.
Okay.
Might I add, okay?
They're technical terms then.
So I was like, oh, stop this.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to just go book it in at JMC. So I was like, hey, y'all, it's me, Ariel. Yeah, I know my car's making that weird sound. Bless their cotton socks. They must get that all the time. And I was like, look, my partner said it's making this kind of sound. Can we drop it off today? Yep, all good. Dropped it off at 2:30. Picked it up at 5. Now, might I add, during 2:30 and 5, we were like, oh, it's not pay week, not getting paid till Friday. Like, what is it? Could be, like, need a new break. So, like, who knows? Because usually it's something really expensive when it's your car.
Yeah, every time.
So the panic has set in anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we'll work it out. It's fine. We can do it. We can do it.
Yeah.
Go to pick up the car and she hands me the keys.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so what's the damage?
Hmm.
Like, cost-wise. Don't really care what's
Should
happening
I drum
with the
roll
car.
It?
What? Yeah, you can drum roll it.
What was the damage? Okay, ready?
There was a rock. A rock, Adam. Mm. Like a little tiny pebble.
Okay.
Wouldn't even call it a rock.
Yeah.
A rock was in the wheel.
In the wheel.
I don't know, somewhere in, not a car person, somewhere it shouldn't be.
Not the tyre, but the actual wheel bit?
No idea. Okay. Somewhere in that area, there was a little pebble from our driveway. Not even a big rock, a little tiny, tiny little pebble.
How was that making it make a noise, though?
No idea. Mm. But she looked at me and I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
A little tiny one as well.
She was like, we're not going to charge you for that.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, JMC, because I was panicked for like so many hours yesterday being like, how are we going to pay for
a little tiny rock? And how come the car dude didn't
rock?
How come the car dude didn't figure that out?
I don't know. It must have been right up in there somewhere, this little tiny rock.
Well, I think he's distracted. He's too busy keeping you up at night. That's
yeah,
a problem.
Yeah, probably.
After his old tricks.
Yeah,
that's why. Distractions, you know.
No rocks in the car anymore, okay, guys?
But all's well that ends well.
Yeah, it's all good. Hit music. Music. Currently in Boat Harbour, it's 8 degrees, and out in Squeaking Point, it's currently 10 degrees.
Love Squeaking Point. I got a dear friend out there, ran into her over the weekend as well. We caught up, had a great time. It's a mutual friend of mine and Zach's, actually, so I'll have to be like, oh, Zach, sorry, our mutual friend.
When you were at Empress?
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Hey, Zach, sorry, our mutual friend from Squeaking Point there. We caught up, we had a great time. So we had a falling out at one stage, but I think we're cool.
I think you're all good.
Trivia troll.
It is time to troll that triv. Do you think you can beat our trivia kings?
Yeah.
That's Dave from Myandetta, by the way, and also Drew from Penguin. Mm-hmm. If you can beat them, you get a call in first. I'll give you the number first, 1-300-655-922. Get that ready in your phone, okay? If you're the first through with the correct answer, you will win a one. Well, you've gone the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks, but you got to beat Drew and Dave.
Mm, Penguin Boy and Myandetta Boy, I call
yeah,
them, if you want to call them.
Trivia kings.
Our question today is, what is the first name of Scrooge from A Christmas Carol? Do you know, Ari?
No.
What is Scrooge's first name? If you know, 1-300-655-922. What's Scrooge's first name? Tell us.
Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. We have Sean from Somerset on. Our question today for you, Sean, is what's the first name of Scrooge from A Christmas Carol?
Ebenezer.
He's done it, Ari. He has done it.
You have done it, Sean. Congratulations. You are in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. You have a Merry Christmas.
You too,
Sean.
Got many plans over Christmas, mate?
I think I'm working, so yeah.
A lot of people that are up at this time are hard workers, and they often work over Christmas, don't they, Ari?
Well, we are, pretty much.
Yeah.
Besides,
we're a dying breed, Adam. Ari?
Yeah.
I know, Sean. I know.
All of us together, I think we should have a Christmas catch-up.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure Sean probably works harder than us. I reckon he's...
100%.
I'm not going to comment, mate. You're doing a good job,
though. Oh, thanks, Sean. Appreciate that. C-F-F. Ari, I know why you slept in this morning.
Why?
You couldn't sleep. You're so excited the Ashes starts today. That's why. Aren't you?
That's cricket, right?
Yeah. Yes. You're excited about that cricket starting.
I'm excited that today someone on the coast is winning $10,000.
Hey, it's not just any cricket. It's test match cricket, the one that goes for 5 days.
Oh, I couldn't think of anything worse.
The best one.
It's two sports I don't like watching, cricket and tennis.
Cricket's better than tennis. Let's have a look at it.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
You going to sing along or what? This is the first time ever you're going bow, bow, bow. What's happened to you?
Oh, my God, I've never been so disappointed in my life. I was just thinking I don't want anyone to get offended that I don't like watching tennis because the tennis club is where it's at.
Oh, look out. Don't try and backpedal now.
No, I was just thinking about our invite to this weekend to hang out at the tennis club. I really hope that doesn't get provoked.
Provoked.
What is it? Oh, my God.
Provoked.
Whatever.
It's going to get provoked.
Oh, my God.
Don't let the invite get provoked.
Honestly.
Oh, bless you. Look at your little face. All right. On this day, which is the 8th of December in 1975, AC/DC released their single, It's a Long Way to the Top.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Newsreader Martin Agerton's out there going mental somewhere. Every time you play AC/DC, he goes mental.
You can hear it through the floor.
Yeah. Honestly, I've had it playing in here before, and he's come in.
That doesn't surprise me.
Good AC/DC. Martin Agerton, first with local AC/DC, he said. Literally.
It's his word for word.
On this day in 1980, John Lennon of the Beatles was shot dead.
Former Beatle John Lennon is dead. He was shot a short time ago outside his Manhattan apartment building. He died at Roosevelt Hospital. Police have a suspect in custody.
Age 40. I didn't know he was that old.
That old?
Yeah.
That's quite young.
Well, I thought Yeah, but I thought he was maybe like 30 or 30, a bit over 30 or something. I didn't realise he made it to 40, but he did. There you go. On this day in 1994, the Wallabies, coached by Alan Jones. You know Alan Jones? You know Alan Jones?
Yeah.
You're on the radio. You must have heard of him.
Is he the famous radio dude?
Yeah. But he also used to coach the Wallabies, the rugby team. So the Wallabies, coached by Alan Jones, yes, the Alan Jones from 2GB, they achieved the Rugby Union Grand Slam when they defeated Scotland. So there you go.
I really notice your age when you do history.
What do you mean?
Like all these facts about history where I'm like, are we on the right stage?
1984, right, I was not alive. It's written on the parchment here. I didn't see this happen.
Love for Alan Jones. You know, that's where I'm going. Not the actual history. It's the extra little something you provide where I look at you and go, maybe you should be doing this with Lee Dixon on that other station.
I'm interested in radio, you know. I'm on the radio, so sue me. On this day in 2003, Guy Sebastian, do you know him?
That's better, yeah.
He released his debut album, Just As I Am, on this day, you remember? He
Bless
won.
His cotton socks.
Even though Shannon really should have won.
You know he's from Adelaide, right?
Oh, here we go.
Represent.
On this day in 2010, Oprah Winfrey arrived in Australia. She was paid $3 million by the federal government and Tourism Tasmania to bring her show and 300 audience guests to Australia.
Oprah's ultimate Australian adventure.
The Great Barrier Reef, fresh shrimp on a Barbie.
I'm knocking on doors. Surprise, mate.
I have an O on the bridge in Sydney.
The four-day television event starts now.
That would have been pretty epic, to be honest.
You happy your tax dollars went to that? $3 million? For her to say, shrimp on the Barbie, mate.
Mate. Yeah, hey, okay.
That's what's making history, Ari.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Are you waking up slowly?
Morning, all. Slowly. I mean, who knows? Today is just like, whatever.
A sleep-in.
You're going to have a raw me today.
A sleep-in for the famous Arielle Ackland.
Well, yeah. My bad. Luckily you were here, though, huh?
Yeah.
I'd have been like, Daz!
Do you call me Mr. Reliable behind my back?
Mr. Reliable.
Yeah. Why don't you?
I mean, we could, actually. You are very reliable.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You are.
Although it doesn't count.
Do you need some more, you know, some more positive affirmations or whatever?
It doesn't really count because I had to ask you to tell me that, so... Means nothing.
Sarah said you're a good kisser. So.
Yeah, and then the Advocate didn't even put it on the front page.
I know, shocking.
And I checked it today, still not on there. So, you know.
Maybe it's false news.
Well, I'm pretty sure Martin Agerton in the local news was talking about it. I'm sure I heard him say something about it.
You wish. Did you pay him to say that?
He probably would if I paid him. All right. Coming up this hour, we're going to catch up with Natalie from Pet Barn because they're putting on a photo shoot with Santa and your pet. They're actually putting on a third one because the other two have been all booked out and so popular.
So excited about this.
We'll have dog news as well. So pet heavy. And I think we're having a visitor into the studio.
We're actually having a pet visitor into the studio.
It's going to be a pet heavy show.
It is.
Which we love. What's wrong with that? Here we go. Gavin DeGraw. On CFM's Adam and Ari, good morning.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
There he is, Gavin DeGraw on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Breaking lunch news. This just in from our local Garbo in Devonport. A crib bag full of fresh food has been found at the corner of Lovett Street and Valley Road. If you were like, oh, I just did go to the IGA and fill up my crib bag with food and did turn around Lovett and Valley Road area and now my lunch isn't currently in the car, it's probably yours. If it is, give us a call, 1300 655 922. We don't want anyone going hungry today.
Yeah, we'll reunite you with your lunch because we've got the fella's number who found it. So we've got you covered if you've lost your lunch.
Yeah, so and if you're like, oh, I don't know if I have or not, just check.
Check that crib bag, crib bag, I think
I did
it's
have
like,
to Google, I'm not going to lie, I did have to Google what a crib bag
like a
was. I thought
bag
it was something a little bit sus, but no, it's a lunch bag.
Mm-hmm. Now, They've set up, right, check this out, a Santa hotline. So you can call the man himself on a payphone, allegedly. And this is what, so this is on Telstra payphones. This is the idea.
Encourage all kids who want to contact Santa to go and visit a Telstra payphone and call Santa in the lead up to Christmas. Visit telstra.com/payphones to locate your closest one. And it's as simple as dialing #HOHOHO, which is #464646.
We tried it yesterday, didn't we? And we just couldn't get it to work. I don't know whether the hash button wasn't working, but we've tried stuff on the payphone that's next to this station before, and I think it's a dodgy one.
I think it is a dodgy one, but it
never seems to work.
If we had got through to Santa, Adam, what would you have asked for?
Well, listen, this is the thing. You can also call from a home phone, but you can only leave a message on this number. So let's just... I'll tell you right now, but I'll tell the big man himself. So this is just his... So if you do it from the payphone, apparently you actually talk to the guy. But this one, you can just leave a message. Should we leave him one?
Oh, you're going to do it right now?
Yeah, let's leave him.
Oh, my God, yes!
Leave the big man a message.
Call Santa!
So the number to call him at home is 0261... 94 99 39.
It's a lot harder to learn than just ho ho ho.
Merry Christmas.
There he is.
This is Santa Claus, and you've reached my personal voicemail. We've been very busy making toys to deliver for Christmas, but I'd love to hear your Christmas wishes. Remember to be good and listen to your parents, because your family loves you very much, and so do I. When you hear the tone, please leave your message detailing your Christmas list. I'll see you soon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Hello, Santa. It's CFM's Adam and Ari. I just wanted to say for Christmas I'd like a wife, please, and a family that loves me. What do you want? Quick.
You have a family that really loves you.
What do you
I don't know.
Don't get Ari anything. She's been naughty.
I'm doing...
Kid music. Music.
CFM. All right, we better play this one because it's Christmas and it was on this day in 1980 that John Lennon was shot.
Mm.
So we better play it.
R.I.P.
Happy Christmas, Ari. Now you say it back to me.
Happy. Well, what about Merry Christmas?
But it's what John and Yoko say to each other.
Sorry. Happy Christmas, Adam.
So this is Christmas.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
And one and all, a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all the people of the coast. But of course, Merry Christmas to all the dogs of the coast. You're happy with that segue. Look at you. All right, businesses and diners have come out in defence of the initiative to hire dogs to scare away seagulls on the forecourt of Sydney's biggest attraction. Have you heard about this? It's a big story at the moment.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, they got dogs around the Sydney Opera House and stuff to chase away seagulls so diners don't get annoyed. And they pay the training company a lot of money. So it's dog training company Mad Dogs and Englishmen. They've been contracted to maintain the patrols for more than 4 years using 12 specially trained border collies and kelpies. Owner and dog trainer James Webb said the dogs have been working at the area 7 days a week during peak dining times. He said financially it pays for itself because of the amount of money the restaurants save. The dogs love it, and we've refined our training over the years to where it is now. Mr. Webb was awarded a further 2 years on the contract to continue the patrols, totaling $376,000 split between the Opera House, the Opera Bar and the Opera Kitchen. Opposition minister over there, he's having a go. He's saying it's ludicrous. This guy, his name's Art Walt Secord. But Mr. Secord said, my dog would do it for free. He's not happy. He's like, in these tough economic times, it's tough for government to get behind $400,000 to shoo away seagulls. It's about the extravagant expenditure. But then an Opera House statement said the dog patrols are at no cost to taxpayers. They cost the venue $65,000 a year. It's a normal percentage of commercial revenue that greatly improves the experiences of our visitors, reduces refunds, food wastage, and staffing costs. So I guess before this they were hiring humans to chase seagulls away. I don't know what that means. That's the staffing cost bit. But
yeah, I guess if you're serving a table and there's a seagull and like the people that are sitting there don't want the seagull there, if they went to go shoo the seagull away, that's time that they could be serving another table.
Of course you're all about this. You hate birds. I forgot.
Oh my God, you know where
forget.
We need to hire these dogs in the Devonport Mall?
Yeah, those pigeons.
Those
you're always...
pigeons they sit, really need a PO.
They sit there and mind their own business on top of signs. They don't go near you, the poor pigeons.
Oh my God, they get pretty close, not going to lie, and they jump on those banjo tables too.
They come at you because you stare at them. See, I don't even notice them or look.
They stare back, just saying.
Well, apparently diners are very supportive of the program. One of them said, "It's unusual and unique to see dogs doing all sorts of things, but I've never seen a dog trained to chase seagulls. It's fascinating and I think it's awesome." Another diner said, "Last time I came here, me and my mum came to eat and we were attacked by birds and we had to leave because I couldn't deal because it was really bad. So at least with the dogs here, it's better for everyone so they can actually enjoy their food." There you go. They've been doing it since 2018, and they've been making a lot of money from it, and they've been keeping the diners happy.
That literally sounds amazing.
All's well that ends well. People get to enjoy their food, and the dogs are making a lot of money.
And they're heroes.
No, I just want a dog.
Especially if you're scared of birds.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. 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 No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be... film.
Song snag.
It's time for song snag. I've got a pug, Adam.
You better acknowledge what's going on if you sound distracted. You got Halo in your arms.
I do. Oh, Halo's gone. Halo saw mum.
Hey, he got nervous. She got nervous? He? He got nervous.
Oh, we all get nervous.
We went
it's
live
okay.
on radio, you know? It happens.
It's okay. Anyway, it's time for song snag. Adam has badly snagged a CD, which has scratched up one of my favourite songs. Please unsnag it for me. I need to know the song and the artist.
Is it one of your favourites?
No, actually.
You don't know what
I
it is.
I have no idea what
How
it is.
How dare you lie to the coast?
If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella for a breakfast you'll look forward to every day. The number, Adam, is...
1-300-655-922. Here we go. You know what it is now?
I can confirm it's one of my favourite songs.
Alright, I think the coast may know it too because that switchboard
is lit
like a Christmas tree.
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. We have Zoe from Burnie on to identify this song. What do you reckon, Zoe?
It is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Of course it is, Zoe. Well done.
Thank you. I was going to ask if I sang it, if I'd still get it, so.
Oh, yeah. Can you sing it?
Go ahead, please.
Please.
We'll put you in the draw twice if you sing it.
Okay, what, sorry?
We'll put you in the draw twice if you sing it for us.
Look, okay, I will then. But all I want for Christmas is you.
She's done it.
She's done
Zoe.
It. That was epic.
All right, Zoe, you're in the draw twice. You're in the draw twice for Brekkie for Two at Winners and West Stella.
Wonderful.
Just hang there and I'll grab your deets.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
Not only is it Adam and Ari for breakfast this morning, we have two special guests in the studio with us. We've got Stanton, who's going to be our weather boy for the next hour, as well as his pug, Halo, which is why it's all about the pets today.
And his mum.
Oh, yes, and his mum. But
three guests.
Yeah, okay.
Ari, how could you?
It's about Stanton and Halo today. She's letting the light shine in other directions,
Sorry.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Weather boy, good morning. What is the current temperature?
Currently in Devonport it is 11 degrees, and in Burnie it is currently 11 degrees.
It's 11 degrees across the coast.
Go,
thank
Stanton.
You, Stanton.
Nice one. All
go,
right.
Halo. Just Halo's know, eating apple down there.
Now, Ari, this is, to me, one of the greatest ideas of all time. You can take a picture with your pet and Santa. So this is happening at Pet Barn. They've already done two, which are all booked out. They've had to put on a third one because of all the demand.
It's so popular.
So we had to get Natalie from Pet Barn on to tell us more about this. Because honestly, if anyone's listened to this show for more than 5 minutes, they know this is right up our alley.
Yeah, we love our pets, especially dogs.
Yeah. So good morning, Natalie. Thanks for joining us.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. So you've already done two of these, fully booked out. They've all gone well, I trust, because you're putting on a third one?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, we've been turning people away, which has been really disappointing, but we've managed to get an extra session out of Santa and our photographer to meet that demand.
That's fantastic, especially Santa's busy this time of year.
Yeah, nice, exactly. So what time is the session on Sunday?
So we're looking at 1 to 4 in the afternoon this Sunday.
And how can we book?
So if callers can call store on 6424-2330, make an appointment. The fee is $10, with that $10 going back to our Pet Barn Foundation Tree of Hope Appeals supporting the Dog Trainer of Tas. And other animal welfare charities and organisations around the country.
Yeah.
Awesome. So is this the first time you've done this, or you've done this before?
This is the very first time that Devonport store have done it. Other stores around the country with Pet Barn have done it in the past, but very first time in Devonport.
And I imagine with the popularity, you'll be doing it again.
Absolutely. God, it's just been so much fun.
That's awesome. And we got sent through a little photo of the actual, like, the setting of the picture.
It's this pretty morning. Fancy.
It's so cool. Look at that.
We recently won Best Christmas Tree Set Up in South Australia and Tasmania with Pet Barn for that one.
Oh, so they've done it.
Pop on in.
Yeah. What's the weirdest pet? Because obviously it's Pet Barn, not just Dog Barn. What's the weirdest pet you've had to come get a Santa photo?
So far it's just been dogs. But
so far?
We are happy for you to bring a fishbowl or and let Santa hold that for the photographer.
Imagine that.
Imagine in your home.
Little fishbowl.
So, I'm done.
That would be so cute, honestly.
Oh my God, that'd be so cute. So, imagine if you could get your little fish, little Santa outfit.
I know. Oh, we love it, Natalie. You can hear how much so we good. Love this. So yeah, and great ideas. I know heaps of people have farms with goats.
Yeah.
Bring a goat in, you know. Imagine a little goat with a little Santa. Honestly, it's the cutest thing ever. And so if people are interested, they should book now because it's already been really popular with the other two. So one more time, where can they go to book?
Call Pet Barn Devonport store on 6424-2330. They are 5-minute increment photo shoots, but they will book out very, very quickly. So get in quick.
Thanks so much, Natalie from Pet Barn. And we love the idea. Great work.
Thank you so much.
CFM weather. For all the best four-wheel drive tyres, you can trust Truscott's Tyre Solution.
All right, here we go, Ari. We've got a special guest weather boy today.
We sure do. Stanton from Devonport Christian School is our weather boy. Good morning, Stanton. What is the current temp? Well, sorry, let's start again now. I don't know what I'm doing.
Sorry about my co-host, Stanton.
What weather are we expecting for today?
Max 18 and partly cloudy.
And how about for tomorrow?
Max 18 and partly cloudy.
And for prize giving Friday?
Max 19 and partly cloudy.
Wonderful. Now the current temperatures in Devonport?
11.
And in Burnie?
And it is 11.
And for news, sport and weather anytime, where can our listeners go?
CFMTAS.com.au.
And the noise in the background is his pug Halo.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Good morning, Stanton. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
That's good. So you've got your pug Halo here. Mm. Halo is pretty cool.
How old is Halo?
He's 2 years old.
Two years old.
How adorable.
Me and Halo were having a bark off before.
Yes, Adam not only revs us all up, humans, but also dogs as well. So be warned.
He's gone shy because we've gone on the air again.
Now, did you have a special shout out for anyone this morning?
My dad.
Yeah.
And my...
Some friends listening?
Yeah, hopefully my friend Geordie is listening and my friend Matthew and Max. I know they'll be mad at me when I get back. And Mrs. Davey.
Oh, nice. Huge shout out to you all. And not only are you going to be our weather boy today, but you're going to fill in for the street team, which is pretty cool. Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. A little bit nervous?
A little bit.
Only a bit. He's a big strong boy.
Well, Stanton, the new CFM street team member, will be up next with freebies.
He's got your freebies next. It's Matchbox 20, CFM's Adam, Ari and Stanton for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Run it up with the coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
All right, Ari, let's hit those streets.
Well, we're not really hitting the streets, but we're hitting the chair next to us, and then afterwards we'll both run down to the street.
Yeah.
How about that?
Let's hit the footpath.
Yeah, let's hit the footpath. All right, Stanton is filling in for our CFM street team members this morning. Where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
Hey, it's Stanton and Halo here covering for the CFM street team. I'm currently at 2 Hillcrest Road, Devonport with the coast best free stuff, all thanks to Harvey Norman, Devonport.
Yay! Yeah, we will run downstairs, by the way. We've got fresh bread, lots of other goodies. Mm-hmm. We'll raid the promo cupboard, hey? If you want free stuff, just ask today.
Come and see us. And the famous Stanton.
Yeah, exactly.
2 Hillcrest Road.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
That's what it is. Ari's just downstairs with Stanton giving out some of those amazing freebies. Well, she is down there. I'll just quickly tell you about this. The great Lee Dixon came into work yesterday and he said to me and Ari, I had a dream last night that you two were an item, like a romantic item. And it was just not acknowledged. We just turned up arm in arm as an item. So I'll send this one out to Ari. It's All I Want for Christmas Is You. And I'll follow that by saying, yeah, in Lee Dixon's dreams. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. That's Marshmallow. He's got a big head, Ari.
He does.
More. Right, we're going to do word sandwich, Ari. How's it work?
You sure we're not doing the birthday book again?
I'm sure, yeah.
It is word sandwich time. Today, Thea's not feeling well, so Stanton's going to step in for Thea. So Stanton will give you two words, and we're looking for the word that goes in the middle. Should be interesting today. Today is some good words. If you think you know it, give us a call. 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference. All right, Stanton, what are the two words for today?
Up, up.
That's right. Up and up. Same word.
Up and up.
So what goes after up and what goes before up?
But it has to be the word we are thinking of.
Yeah.
Ooh, tricky up one. And up and up.
Yeah, we got all fancy today with the sandwich.
Ooh, up and up.
We've got Stanton in, so we
it's
want
only
to...
only up and up for us here.
Yeah, okay.
But there's a word that goes in the middle.
Sure, 1-300-655-922 if you know what it is.
Word sandwich.
Up, up, up.
More. 1-300-655-922. We have on the phone Nicole from East Devonport to guess today's words. Stanton, what are the words today?
Up and up.
Up and up, Nicole. Do you know what goes in the middle?
Is it lifting?
It's not lifting. It's not.
Oh, bugger.
Sorry.
That's a good one, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
That's better than ours. Sorry, Nicole.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye. Mitch from La Trobe. Stanton, what are the words today?
Up and up.
What goes in the middle, Mitch?
Is it right?
It's not right.
No, upright, right up. Good choice, but no, it's not the one we're thinking
of.
We're
getting better ones than ours, but thanks,
yeah,
Mitch.
I know.
Hello, CFM, who are we speaking with?
Alana,
where are you from?
Wynyard.
Alana from Wynyard. What are the words again, Stanton?
Up and up.
What do you think goes in the middle, Alana?
Size.
It's not size either. It's too hard size today, maybe.
Size.
Good answers coming in.
Good
but
answer.
They're all better than ours, but... Hello, CFM, who are we speaking with? Sorry, who's this?
Kendall from Devonport.
Kendall from Devonport. Stanton, what are our words today?
Up and up.
What do you think goes in the middle?
Is it load?
It's not.
Up, load, load up. No, it's not.
Bit tough but today. Thanks for playing.
Good choice.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bless.
It continues. All right. We'll go to a break. We'll take more calls. It's tough today, isn't it?
Up and up.
What goes in the middle of up and up?
I just think it is us, so it's probably not as great as what you're thinking.
Or greater.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey, you're having a good time out there.
On 107.7 CFM. Word sandwich.
More. Annette from Sheffield. Stanton, do you want to give Annette the words?
Up and up.
What do you think, Annette?
Is it shell?
It's not sell either.
Upsell, sell up.
Yeah, these are all way better.
Sorry. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Annette, and Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Jackie from Frankfurt. What are those words, Stren? Santon?
Up and up.
Up and up. What do you think, Jackie?
Is it start?
Oh, she's done it. She has done it.
Get out. Someone actually knew what we were thinking.
Up, start up. That's Jackie. That's our Jackie, Ari. Go, Jackie.
It is. Go, Jackie. I just didn't think it was going to happen, and now I'm just shook. Well done. You're in the draw to win that savoury box from the Carthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. I've never felt so proud.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you're
Jackie.
You're welcome to stay there. We'll get you deets.
Okay.
CFM's Adam and Ari and Stanton for breakfast. Stanton, being a Gen Z, he's going to teach us how to be down with the kids.
Yeah, teach us them ways, because, I mean, Adam's pretty much a boomer.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
I'm a millennial, but there's one above millennials. It's Gen X.
You're like more of a Gen X, though, aren't you?
A little bit. I do like my grunge music my flannelettes.
So we're putting it to the test. I've got a meme in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play it for you.
Well, this is one you brought to us, Stanton. So.
Yeah.
Is it on TikTok or what's it on?
Oh, it's everywhere. Yes.
It's everywhere. I just want to say it's everywhere and I've never seen it.
Yeah, because you're too old.
Anyway, okay, I'm going to play it. Or do you want me to describe it to you first and then?
Play it first. Play it first and then describe what's going on.
Here you go. Why are you running? So there is a lady running from a car who obviously looks very scared. She's holding her gear and she's just like, oi, another meme is starting. She's just bolting, right? And then there's a man standing next to the car going, why are you running?
Mm.
Explain it to us.
Why is she running?
I really don't know.
Maybe that's the question.
So do you laugh at it every time you watch it?
Mm,
or you giggle? Yeah. Yeah.
How did you find it?
Her memes are just so interesting to me.
How did you find it?
I was just scrolling through YouTube, looking for something for my YouTube channel to post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to post that, and I found that.
So you got a gaming YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Shout it out. What's the username?
What's the channel?
EvilGamer665, no spaces at all.
EvilGamer665, pretty easy to find.
You won't find this meme, though.
No.
No, it's not on there. It's his gaming channel, right?
Yeah.
What games do you like to play?
I normally play Fortnite.
Classic.
And Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
I might be playing The Division soon.
Yep.
And
I don't play many games, but I have friends online that do play games. Mm. They play a lot of this Rust game. I don't know if
I know Rust.
Have you played it?
Do you know Forza?
No. Oh, Forza Horizon. Oh,
yep.
Did she say it wrong?
Did I say
it? Sorry about my old co-host. See,
sorry. Well, Dylan plays it.
This is why Stanton needs to.
I thought we were cool, Adam. Yeah,
this is why we need to be taught by the Gen Zs, so we can really, you know.
I'm feeling really old, so you must be feeling really old.
Well, how old are you? 28. I'm 2 years older than you.
Yeah, but you act like you're 50 years older than me.
Oh, we're trying.
So we're learning about memes. We're learning about what's funny for Gen Z. So this could be interesting.
I've got one funny thing, but it's not a video.
Hmm.
So I was talking to my friend on Xbox. We were just talking about stuff. And I brought up anime.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And there's this, like, you know how short kids, they get really bad easily when people, like say bad stuff about anime.
Yeah.
And there was one kid that it was exactly like that, and my friend wanted to see what book he was reading, and he asked, and then my friend asked how much characters there were, and it was like 500, and he backed away like he said, I'm just going to back away, okay?
They're into anime.
Yeah.
They're into anime.
Oh, they love it. Yeah.
I'm like Demon Slayer.
I just don't know what's going on. I'm out of the loop. I've never felt so
old. Studio Ghibli, does that count as anime? Do you know what that is?
No.
See, you're old. That's why.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you have any questions for a Gen Z, just give us a buzz. 1-300-655-922.
And we'll ask him because we don't know.
We'll ask him.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's what it is. Good morning, Ari.
Good morning, Adam, and good morning, Stanton.
Good morning,
Ari. We got Stan is our Gen Z correspondent. Zed, I should say, is Gen Z, because we're a couple of old millennial chunks of coal.
Yes, very true. So we've been trying to test out how old does it actually make us feel.
What? Do you know what she's talking about, Stanton?
Yeah.
How does it make us feel?
Yeah, we're testing the theory of like, okay, well, how old do we really feel, you know what I mean?
Oh, how old do we feel?
Yeah, how old do we feel?
It's the old bit I didn't hear.
I just heard,
how do we really feel? Is that what you heard? Did you hear that, Stanton?
No.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Maybe anyway, I'm wrong.
I've got a question that could help us, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the name Jojo, who do you think of, Adam?
Jojo.
Like, I'm asking you, Adam, when you think of Jojo...
There's no one comes to mind, to be honest, for me.
It's because you're too old.
Who do you think?
You know those Jojo songs when we were growing up and it was like everyone used to sing them?
No.
Okay. I'll try to find one for you. Stanton, what do you think of when you hear Jojo?
I think of the anime character, Jojo.
Yep. And another one that you had as well?
I have three. Jojo Siwa.
There it is. Jojo Siwa.
Who is that?
Jojo Siwa is like our Jojo, but like a Gen Z one.
I don't even know who our Jojo is.
Oh, my God. So this is showing your age, because you don't know either Jojos. Stanton only knows Jojo Siwa, and I know the OG Jojo, but I need to find a song of hers.
Okay, well, while you do that, we've got Black Keys coming up. Justin Bieber, I know who these are.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Okay, I need to clarify. That was not the best way to explain it.
Classic Ari, every time.
Yeah, every time. That's fine. We can move on.
Now, what the hell is Jojo? Oh, you don't want to talk about Jojo.
So, Jojo, too little, too late. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No.
It sounds like this. Hang on, it's coming.
No, so far no.
You have no idea.
I don't know that one.
I don't know. A lot of the time in the industry, Ari, what we do is we play the hook or the chorus or something.
Well, it's a bit hard to do that on YouTube.
Yeah, I think you can skip through on YouTube in a way.
Oh, here we go.
Maybe it rings a little bit of a bell, yeah. To be honest, when someone says Jojo, I don't think of anything. I definitely don't think of that.
Well, that's Jojo back in our day, but Gen Z have... I don't know where the chorus is because I don't know this song too well, but it's Jojo Siwa, who was just on Dancing with the Stars in America, and she's got a song called Boomerang.
Yeah, I definitely don't know this.
I know this one.
Do you know this, Ari?
Only because I follow her on TikTok.
That's where they get
you. But yeah, that's like, you know, the Gen Z and the millennial Jojo.
The only Jojo we have in the library is this. Don't know what this is. Could be any Jojo. Which Jojo is this?
There's no way of knowing. I thought you said there was such thing as hooks.
No, there's not on this. No, there's no hook on this. Otherwise, I would have played it. Don't know what that is.
Can't confirm.
Sounds like your Jojo, though.
Well, it's definitely not Jojo Siwa.
Hit music.
Naomi's on. We're talking all things Jojo.
Okay, help me out, Naomi. You know the real Jojo.
I do know the original JoJo.
The OG JoJo. It's a little too late.
Quite frankly, sounds made up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sings that song, Get Out. You know, Get Out right now.
Leave, get out right now. It's the end of you and me. It's too late.
Oh, that. I think I do remember that.
Get away.
This amazing with Robin Williams, Army Runaway Vacation, and she was on the American Mask Singer recently.
Oh, she was in that. She is in that.
Right now.
She is in the Vacation song.
Yeah.
A song. Oh, my God. What am I talking about? The Vacation movie.
Well, with Chevy Chase.
Oh, and Maybell said she was in Aquamarine.
She was in Aquamarine. Oh, see, we need y'all here. See, Naomi has my back, Adam.
Of course, and she's the best JoJo.
So which one did you play, Ari?
JoJo.
No, which song?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it Too Little Too Late? Is that what? So Leave's the one I remember, is it? You're talking about Leave, Naomi?
I just picked the first one on YouTube.
I think it's called Leave, Get Out or something.
Oh, you know what? I probably should have played this one.
I remember this one. Oh, Naomi. See, Naomi, you need to be here instead of Ari. No one understands what she's... Now I remember JoJo.
Leave, get out!
CFM's Adam and Ari, done, Ari.
We are done and dusted after that JoJo debacle.
What
is that it? Words today have not
debacle,
been that.
Debacle, yeah, that's the word.
That's not it, is it? What is it? Can you hear? Oh, it's really good.
Debacle.
Debacle.
Yeah, debacle.
I was so close, though, wasn't I? Very, that's pretty good.
Very close.
Very close. I've had a tiresome day.
Yeah.
Anyway, super exciting though, because we've got a big day ahead. We're going to host a party tonight, Ads.
Yeah, we're giving someone 10K tonight. Someone's getting 10K from us.
$10,000. We have 50 listeners coming to our 10K or Santa Sleigh party. It's going to be so much fun at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre. Everyone will get to pick a present off of the sleigh. And one will have $10,000 in it. And, I mean, what would you do with $10,000?
Me?
Yeah.
Some kind of drum kit set
up. Every time I ask you,
Don't ask me again.
Drums.
You've already asked me. What do you expect?
Okay. Stanton, what would you spend $10,000 on?
I would get a gaming setup.
Like what sort of gaming setup?
Like a, My friend Ollie, I don't know if he's listening, but he has this, like, whole, like, room downstairs, and it's, like, this gaming setup.
It's man cave.
With a PS5.
Yeah, it's man cave, yeah. So you're a PS over an Xbox, you reckon?
No, I like Xbox.
Xbox.
If you had $10,000, I think you'd have enough to get both.
You could get
and maybe
both.
Even a Wii as well.
What about one of those real gaming PCs that have the lights on them and look real nice and stuff? They're real fast.
Yeah, that's what he has too. Yeah. And he's like a whole big setup.
That's what he gets.
You know what Dylan used to have? He used to have, like, because he plays Forza or whatever it's called, with the car driving, you know? Forza. Yeah, he had the full chair set up with the steering wheel,
the
gears and stuff. Yeah, but the full chair. It's like when you go to the movies and you play those car games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you put your $2 in or whatever. It was like that at home.
I think Nathan's got one of them.
Cool.
Long lunch, Nath.
Does he?
Pretty sure. He's got a big racing simulator thing, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. My friend, he does racing.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know how old he is, but he's pretty young. I don't know how old, but I think he's in his 20s.
So he can drive, so he does actual racing on the road.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But still a Gen Z, so that's all that counts.
Never felt so old before, Adam.
All right, it's Adam and Ari and Stanton signing off. We're going to leave you in the safe, capable hands of Jerry Shears, our boss. The Workday Hits. Bye.
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 CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was the show.
This is the end now.
Adam, Ari, and
Stanton.
Yeah. Well, you know what we could do? You say Adam, I'll say Ari, and then you say Stanton.
Again. Adam.
Ari.
Stanton.
And Optus Devonport.
And Halo the Pug. And the Northwest Coast.
Yeah, that's the that's how we do it. That's how we do it, Stanton. Mm. You think it's ridiculous that we do this? We get paid to do this? People pay us money to do what we just did.
Yeah, people pay us like a fortnightly wage to do this and some other things. It's pretty cool. What do you want to do when you grow up?
I would like to be a scientist YouTuber, and I like doing this, so I'm like...
3-in-1, science, YouTuber, and you could come be a guest on our show.
Yeah, if you give us the facts.
Yeah, the
science. We're always talking about simple science on the show.
Yeah, but our science is usually incorrect.
Yeah, we need someone to clarify the facts, I think.
Science whiz on our hands. This could be handy. Tech Talk Tuesday, science.
Wednesday.
I was like, there's not a day of the week, you know, the work week that starts with S.
I just can't believe her boyfriend was trying to kiss her.
Stop it! It wasn't
easy. And now she turns up late because of it.
Oh, stop it. It didn't even happen. Didn't happen because I shut it down. I was like, I need to sleep. No.
Don't kiss me.
No. Negative.
Yeah.
The real question is, you go to the same school as Mr. Cruz. How about those drones?
Ooh, I did drones.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, I'm not going to say names, they flew a drone, and I think they got it in somebody's hair.
Oh!
But it wasn't Mr. Cruz, I know that.
Was it a teacher or a student?
It was a student.
Drone in the hair, like tangled in the hair, or it landed in the hair.
Oh, that would be so painful.
Yeah, anyway, I don't have
breaking
any.
Breaking drone news. Don't get it caught in your hair. Who's that?
Tex.
Oh, hey, you can come in. She's still there?
No, she's gone.
Oh.
She's gone.
It's because she saw. Did you not wave her in?
Well, we're recording.
That's fine.
You know, one time during Dog News, Ariel just in the middle, we're live on radio, just ran out of the studio, went downstairs in the middle of a talk break. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're still human.
Huh?
The door was ringing. The doorbell was ringing.
Just live
on
radio.
There was no one else here.
In the middle of the show, just left.
Well, how else do you think our Friday Live person was going to get let in?
During the song, when we play the song.
Ah, shocking. Anyway, thank you for joining us today. Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about Ari, though.
Sorry about Adam. Honestly. Shocking. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.